language barriers create many problems, and it's important that people learn Chinese so that they can engage and understand China fully and know about China. So, because I think once you do that, you realize that the similarities are greater than the differences, and there's a lot that we can do to work together, and that despite the fact that these two countries are very far apart, there's actually lots that we can do together, mutually beneficial. And I felt that the base from which we were starting in Scotland was relatively low. People were still not that aware of China and not aware of what it's like, and more we can do to get people to visit China as well, to encourage people to go there and see what it's really like and travel around, and is really important.
Part of your work here at GU, you're on editorial advisory boards, present many conference papers in China. Busy life.
It is pretty busy. Pretty much a lot of what I do is about that, teaching about China, researching China, and then promoting our university's links with China as well. That's ended up dominating my life, which is, as I said, something I didn't really envisage when I just thought, oh, the Chinese language seems something interesting to study, rather different, and 30 years ago or whatever. It's been a sort of privilege, really, to have witnessed 30 or 40 years of this transformation of China and been sort of involved in that, and seeing Chinese people and Chinese society change so much. It's just unbelievable.
For me, coming back here, visiting GU and speaking to yourself, the students and Professor Gull, it helps me to get a better perspective on what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing it every day. And when you come back and people are reminding you of what you're seeing, it's kind of earth-shattering moments that we're witnessing.
That's right. I do really enjoy taking my colleagues out to China, especially colleagues who've not been out there before. They're sometimes hesitant. They're sometimes, they don't know what to expect. They're sometimes maybe even a little bit anxious. And then when they get out there, they inevitably have a great time and come back much more enthused, dying to get back out there again.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to promote sort of expanding the range of research collaborations between our university and Nankai. It's interesting because you only have to take people out a few times and they start to say, oh yeah, actually, it'd be really interesting to research. And sort of getting this to work actually isn't as difficult as you might think.
Yeah. You met the Lord Provost of Glasgow, Bob Winters, who I actually had the privilege of showing around Beijing, and he presented you with the Lord Provost of Glasgow Education Award. What was this about?
To be honest, it was a great honour. It was for promoting Chinese in the university, for setting up the Confucius Institute and promoting links between Glasgow and China, and in particular the work we've been trying to do in helping in the schools to increase understanding of China, developing some curricular materials for schools to support them teaching about China, learning about China. So I guess it was a mixture of those things. It was a very nice evening, the evening of the awards dinner, and it was a great privilege.
Obviously a great recognition of this link, and Glasgow for many years has had this link, which is one of the reasons I went out in 1992 on the exchange programme. So what about the future for here, for Glasgow University, links with China? How do you see it all going?
I think it can only expand, increase. There's a big appetite for developing links. For the university itself, for example, we're currently putting in a bid to bring together researchers from our university on urbanisation, specialists in urban development and poverty, and tailor that and look at some of the developments in urbanisation in Chinese cities. This is actually a call which is funded by the UK and the Chinese governments that we're going to put a bid in. But the idea is to try and look at cities, industrial cities like Glasgow, or post-industrial cities like Glasgow, look at their evolution, look at how the way they've urbanised, and some of the problems as well as good things that's... how similar and different is that from what's going on in China? Can China learn anything in its urbanisation process about how to maybe prevent the kind of deprivation that sometimes we've seen, how to sort of cope with processes of deindustrialization as economies move on quickly? And so I think there's all kinds of opportunities for Scottish Chinese collaboration and working together, and also for Glasgow and major cities in China to do that as well. So I think we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm for cooperation between the two places, and I think what I'd really like to be able to do is to bring in the cities themselves as well as the universities to try and look at and kind of get involved, so that it's not just about university research but actually engaging with sort of city governments and planners and stakeholders to try and sort of develop those links even more.
Well, you mentioned urbanisation, obviously a hot topic today in China with the huge movement into the cities and the plans for the future, and also Glasgow is a perfect role model to look at of what to do, what not to do, look at the mistakes Glasgow made, how can we apply it to Beijing, and thankfully we've got these links between our places. So you see that as one of the major profiles in the future?
I hope so, because I really do think that it'd be good for us to take what cities like Glasgow have learned and try and work with China so that they don't make some of the same mistakes, and maybe look at alternative urbanisation strategies and ways of sort of doing things differently, better next time.
And you find there's a willingness to actually listen and to realise what we've done wrong and what could be applied to China.
I think generally, of course, I'm always really impressed in China with the extent to which Chinese researchers and Chinese policymakers are keen to learn about other cases, other models. I mean, they realise, of course, that you have to adapt what's happened to China. You can't just simply transfer things wholesale from other experience, but they're always very keen to learn and find out more. And so I think that, yeah, there's a great receptiveness and a great willingness to collaborate and work. And, you know, Chinese planners and Chinese researchers are very forward-looking, suck in information and sort of examples from elsewhere, and are always looking at, in a problem-solving way, at how China can change in the future.
Well, Glasgow, you know, see, it certainly is a great role model. There's a lot of things that we can learn both ways, that it's not just a one-way traffic. And for me, it's been a very great experience to see these links between my home city, Glasgow, my adopted city, Beijing, and to see that there's all this movement of students coming over here. I just think, Jane, all these students coming here, being assimilated with Scotland, are taking back that little bit of haggis or the heather or the Loch Lomond. They're taking that back with them. Yeah. And I know when Professor Love was out there, I went along to the alumni meeting, and there were all these students who had all studied at Glasgow University. They made me quite proud.
That's right. It's great. Sometimes they learn to play the bagpipes or, you know, the fiddle, and they take this back, and it's lovely to see. And we are trying to keep in touch with our alumni as much as we can to kind of keep these contact, because we hope anyway they've had a really good time with us, and we hope they'll keep in touch with us in the future.
And it's great to see the Chinese people, youngsters, coming along to the Burn Suppers that we have in Beijing and enjoying all the Scottish hospitality, and they do love the dancing.
They do, yeah. They've usually learnt to Kaylee when they've been here. We've had plenty of those in Glasgow, so they take that back, and we sometimes see them leading the Kaylee dancing back in Beijing. It's great.
But it's good being back in Glasgow and seeing these links with Glasgow University, the work you're doing, the work with the whole team here are doing.
Thank you.